to the ABR podcast, where some of Australian Book Review's contributors discuss major issues or read their reviews in creative writing. My name's Georgina Arnott, and I'm the assistant editor at ABR. If you enjoy these podcasts, think about subscribing to the magazine. Those 25 and under can do so for as little as $25 for the online version, or $60 for print plus online. In this week's ABR podcast, Jelena Dinich pays tribute to Charles Simic, the Yugoslavian-born American poet, essayist, and translator who died earlier this year. After her own poetry received an award in 2020, Jelena Dinich initiated a correspondence with Simic in Serbian. Two writers born in a country that doesn't exist anymore. Dinich explains that Serbian writers are particularly good at drawing on the region's oral traditions, and that Simic's work as a translator of folk poetry made him especially attuned to these. Jelena Dinich arrived in Australia in 1993 during the collapse of Yugoslavia. Her writing in Serbian and English has been published in several literary journals and anthologies. Here she is with Come Closer and Listen, a tribute to Charles Simic, 1938 to 2023, published in the November issue of ABR.
My name is Jelena Dinich, and this is a tribute to Charles Simic. It took me years to gather enough courage to introduce myself. Finally, deep into the COVID lockdown, and a few months after receiving an award for my first collection of poems, I began my correspondence with Charles Simic by sending him an email to share the news as if he were a family member, the one who would understand. He replied warmly, kindly, and in Serbian. Draga Jelena. Charles Dušan Simic, a Yugoslavian-born American poet, essayist, and translator, died on 9th of January 2023 in the United States, the country that was home to him from the age of 15. His other home, or a memory of it, would remain a constant presence throughout his literary life. I was born, I don't know the hour, slept on the earth and handed over crying to someone many years dead in a country no longer on a map. Simic writes in Come Closer and Listen, the titular poem in his penultimate collection. It is an autobiographical summation of his life journey in his ninth decade, an invitation to the poet's late musings. Simic's Serbian roots and American perspectives collide at the cultural and literary intersection of two worlds. It is from this collision that the poet emerged to create his own voice. Published in 2019, before the COVID pandemic and social distancing, Come Closer and Listen contains plenty of darkness. There is also a cow whose eyes the soldiers took. Yet, it is imbued with Simic's characteristic generosity, charm, and playfulness, sorely needed in a world that was about to face unprecedented change. I discovered Simic's writing by chance when I was searching for my own poetic voice in a foreign country, in a foreign language. I read him first as an American poet, full of joy and jazz, until I was abruptly transported to the intimacy of a tiny kitchen in Belgrade apartment. On one of his visits to Belgrade, Simic relates a story of breaking an apartment window with a bowl just before he fled the city. It was still broken when he returned decades later. This echo of his childhood in long-lost Yugoslavia reminded me of mine, and it seemed that not much had changed between the wars that have defined the region. His distinctive voice forced me to consider my own. His minimalism slid off the tongue like silk, yet I felt its truth like a knot in my throat. We were both born in a country that doesn't exist anymore. Simic left Yugoslavia with his mother in 1953. They spent a year in Paris before joining his father in Chicago. By then, he was already reciting and reading poetry. This was not unusual for him nor for his school friends in Belgrade. Post-war, poetry was an important part of Yugoslavian existence. It reflected the ideology of communism, the fight for freedom, and the magical landscape of our country, from the river Vardar to the highest mountain of Triglav. Poets of the time were members of the Communist Party, although often under suspicion. Vasco Popa, Yugoslavia's most translated poet, best known for his elliptical minimalism, had a profound influence on Simic. In Popper's Games cycle of poems, a masterpiece of modern poetry, the fun is satiric and the games are played according to new dark rules. Hide and seek is a striking example. Someone hides from someone else, hides under his tongue. The other looks for him under the earth. We learned the rules early. From year one, we recited poetry about violets as a metaphor for our leader. I wore a red scarf and a blue partisan cap and gave my word of honor at the ceremony in the town's theater. To be a good comrade, a diligent student, a respectful daughter, and that I would look after our brotherhood and fight for our freedom. I still remember the sound of applause and the smile on my teacher's face as I searched out my parents hidden in the darkness of the last row. My grandmother often told me, "Only if you know your poets can you know your country and your people." I read and reread the poets in her bookshelf, especially Popa. Although rooted in the Serbian folk tradition, his work represented a new poetic movement which expanded the boundaries of poetry and offered a tougher perspective on the post-war world. Simic, as a young poet, met Popa, whose poems he translated masterfully over several decades. He also wrote his own hide-and-seek poem. I have attempted to write my own version of the game. It is inherent to Serbia's landscape, and those who look to find themselves or others, usually in the twists and turns of the political reality. The strength of Serbian literary giants usually lies in their ability to draw on the rich oral tradition of the region. This tradition has provided a wealth of inspiration and material for writers, enabling them to create works of beauty, depth, and complexity. Its roots are in the epic folk poems that commemorate the struggle against the Ottoman Empire over many hundreds of years. It is a common practice for Serbian parents to name their children from this largely oral tradition. For instance, if it's a boy, he must be as smart and strong as Dušan the Mighty, Emperor of Serbia from 1331. Simic's appreciation of Serbian folk and epic poetry and his mastery of the language qualified him as translator of folk poems that had been sung and retold for generations. Initially collected and published between the 18th and 19th century by Vuk Stefanović Karadžić, the reformer of the Cyrillic and Serbian language, these folk poems opened the door for Serbia into the European literary scene and were translated into English, German, Russian and Polish. Goethe compared the Slavic folk ballad Hasanaginica, Song of the Lament of Noble Wife of Hasanaga, to the Song of Songs, and translated it into German in 1775. He famously asked, "Who are those Serbs and what is their culture like?" With the civil war raging and Yugoslavia collapsing, I arrived in Australia with my sister and parents in November 1993. There is a grey photograph of us wearing home-knitted jumpers looking displaced at Sydney Airport. A few volumes of poetry felt heavy in my suitcase. Their memorized lines became an even greater burden as I unpacked into homesickness. Deeply unsettled, I returned alone to my home in the still war-torn country a year later. Simic, on the other side of the world, was putting the country together again in the form of an anthology by translating Yugoslav poets, including folk poetry. He called the anthology "The Horse Has Six Legs," published in 1992, and shared its beauty with the world. It earned him the Harold Morton London Translation Award. In her citation, award judge Caroline Kaiser wrote, "The ironies in 1993 of giving an award to Serbian poets will be evident to many, but the glory of great poetry is that it transcends its time and these agonized events to enter the universal realm of art." One of Simic's reviewers observed that in Serbia everyone is a lover of poetry, even war criminals. The notorious Radovan Karadžić was a poet himself. In the 2010 introduction to the updated edition of The Horse Has Six Legs, Simic noted, "Everyone knew the names of Serbian war criminals, but almost no one knew the names of its writers and poets." Simic was Professor Emeritus at the University of New Hampshire since 1973, recipient of major literary awards, and Poet Laureate of the United States. His contribution to poetry and literature, English and Serbian, will be remembered and celebrated for years to come. I hold Come Closer and Listen as a gift. A few of his encouraging words for my own writing made me smile for days. An unsent email still haunts me. In a recent dream, I was walking in Adelaide's Garden of Unearthly Delight, carrying a love poem that I showed to everyone. It was magical and in English. Then I realized it had no ending and woke up. The magic was gone. I was left wondering, what happened in the end? Or does it matter if we lovers are together? Come Closer and Listen quietly ends with the poem Last Picnic. If it gets cold, and it will, I'll hold you close. Night will come early. We'll study the sky, hoping for a full moon to light our way. And if there isn't one, we'll put all our trust in your book of matches and my sense of direction as we go looking for home.
Thanks for listening to the Australian Book Review podcast. Join us again next week. If you enjoyed this episode, why not consider subscribing to ABR? Subscriptions start from just $10 a month for full digital access. Visit our website for more information. We'd like to thank Stacey Chan, who edits the podcast, as well as our contributors who take the time to read their articles and creative writing. And if you enjoy listening to the ABR podcast, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes.